Hey, you. Yes, you. I'm talking to you. The one guy or gal listening to the Star Wars Report podcast episode 58. Thank you so much for tuning in, by the way. The formal introductions will be done in just a moment, but I just wanted to let you know that you're listening to the continuing coverage of Dragon Con 2012, and you are awesome for doing so. This is just the beginning, and these daily episodes have been coming out. We've just finished up a Star Wars Celebration. Day one of Dragon Con has been released, and this is day two. So, just a couple of things. There are two more daily Dragon Con episodes coming out, and then we'll be getting into our interview shows and some of the content that we recorded from various panels from both Celebration and Dragon Con. So keep an eye on that feed, on the Star Wars Report feed, because as I mentioned previously, there's going to be a lot of stuff coming out on the feed. Two quick notes. One, we will be returning to our regular live Thursday night format. Live Thursday night, 8 p.m., Thursday the 13th of September. So be sure to head over to StarWarsReport.com/live is probably the easiest way to find it, but also follow our Facebook and Twitter feeds closely as we get closer to that time. Number two, you know what would be awesome? I haven't mentioned it recently, so I wanted to throw it out in the beginning of this show. If you haven't left an iTunes review, or even if you have in the past, it would be awesome if you could head over to the iTunes store and rate the Star Wars Report and let people know what you think of the show, and specifically of this con coverage that we've been doing. Nice reviews are preferable, but hey, it's a free country. You can do what you want. Alright, so without further ado, let's go ahead and begin Star Wars Report episode 58. Hey everybody! You are listening to the Star Wars Report continuing coverage of Dragon Con 2012. I'm your host for this particular day, which is, as we record this Saturday, the crazy day, Riley Blanton. And I'm talking quietly for two reasons. We're kind of in the middle of a hallway, and also people are being quiet. But I'm very glad that you decided to continue tuning in to our coverage of Dragon Con, and let me introduce, before we get to the day's events, my sister, Bethany Blanton.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Dragon Con.
You enjoyed today?
Yes, I did enjoy today. We got just a tad over 5 hours of sleep last night, which is apparently pretty good compared to a lot of other con-goers.
Well, it's still not enough, though. You gotta watch that.
Yeah, I foresee sleeping in the
I
day
foresee.
After convention. I foresee getting a lot of sleep.
We don't have a whole lot scheduled tomorrow morning, so maybe we'll get to sleep in a little bit.
Okay,
maybe.
Yeah. But anyway, we started out this day with the Dragon Con parade, which was very nice. We got to see it, the whole thing, this year, which we did not see the whole thing last year. But it was as impressive as ever with anime characters, zombies, and of course a large Star Wars contingent of clone troopers and stormtroopers and ARC troopers and Mandalorians. Favorite costume group that's non-Star Wars.
There were only about 30 to choose from.
I know. You're kind of putting me on the spot.
That
Why?
Comes
Did you
to
have
mind.
One?
You know what jumps to mind for me was the float. It was a horror thing, which I'm not particularly interested in, but there was this huge...
That one was actually kind of scary. Usually I look at costumes and I'm like, ha ha, that's funny. But this one
like,
was...
I'm kind of squeamish
very
here.
Very impressed.
Can I get away from the crowd? Yeah. It's that moment when you realize there is no escape route.
Yeah. Yes.
Did you have a good one?
I liked the Iron Man groups that went through because they
Marvel,
all had fantastic.
Yeah.
All the Marvel people did a great job.
And of course, you know who had a huge presence this year was Steampunk in the parade. But we posted a bunch of pictures on Twitter live while it was happening. You should follow us at Star Wars Report if you're not already doing so. And also, Bethany took a boatload of pictures that you will be hopefully be able to post on Facebook very soon.
If there was a good costume, I took a photo of it.
Which at Dragon Con means you stay pretty busy.
Yes. It drained the first camera battery just doing the parade. But so after the parade, we went to a panel by Brian Brushwood of the TWIT
Network, possibly my favorite panel of today.
Yeah, it was very neat.
It was good.
Brian has a stage presence unlike a lot of people. He does a fantastic job on stage, entertaining you, educating you, encouraging you. Wait, that's another podcast slogan. But he did a fantastic job scamming your way into anything. It sounds like kind of like a how to be a dirty, rotten person.
Which it is.
It is, but it also isn't. Part of it is honestly how to be a nice person that people want to help out. How to be the person that...
It kind of boils it down to the human psychology of what's used for cheap trickery, you know, to get a free drink at a bar or something like that. But also, but he talks about some of the science of...
But the principles apply to far more than just getting a free drink.
Yeah, I used some of them today, in fact. But yeah, that was it was fun. But yeah, it kind of talks a lot about how you can... the difference of making sure you always smile, of always asking questions in a conversation, that when you want something from somebody else, which is quite often, believe it or not, mm-hmm. it's important. He talked about how important it is that you be the master of that interaction. And too many times people are the victims of their own, I guess, nervousness in some ways. But people retreat into a safe area, which if you're the proactive one, you can. Well, he gave the example of get past a security guard or get backstage at a concert, that sort of thing. But little cheap ways of what he calls cheap ways, but are really some fascinating elements to what goes into.
Well, it's a way of handling yourself. Frankly, even if you're asking someone else for a favor, you want someone to help you out with something, and everybody needs help at some point.
Sure.
Something. And
or if you want to ask for an interview at a convention, I'm just saying.
But other people don't appreciate you being so nervous that you stammer and stutter and take forever to get to the point and waste their time or annoy them with your extreme nervousness. And I've seen actors and heard actors at conventions say that on the one hand, it's really funny when they get someone who's that nervous to talk to them because they're a big star, and I've seen you and I've watched you for 20 years
at the Battlestar panel I was at, that happened.
And on the one hand, it's funny. On the other time, they've heard that a million times, and they're kind of...
Sure.
I think some actors and actresses occasionally get tired of people kind of setting them up on a pedestal. They become unreachable. And frankly, I wouldn't want to be unreachable if I were an actor and actress. Yes, I wouldn't want to have to talk to 50,000 people who knew me all the time. But
I think some of them get burned.
I wouldn't want to be completely unreachable either.
But I think some of them get burned, and that's obvious by you. This is kind of looking at the psychology on the other end. When we walk through the Hall of Fame,
and being friendly and being confident shows them right off the bat they have a good interaction with you. Yeah.
But when you walk through the Hall of Fame, you can see that there are those who are sitting on their table, jumping around, interacting with fans, being very friendly, and then there are those who are kind of... Arms are folded.
Cower behind the table with their chair pulled back away from the table with handlers on either side of them. You know,
flanked on either side by volunteers. Yes. So that's an element. We did do an interview today, and so I do want to mention that. And we've been setting up a bunch,
physically record.
But that's kind of how it goes. Today is not a day to do interviews. It's Saturday.
Saturday
swamped, absolutely swamped in the Hall of Fame. But we did set up some interviews and swung guy and squeezed in a quick one right before it closed with Michael Trucco, who was, of course, Anders in Battlestar Galactica, and we talked to him a little bit. You know, I asked the nerdy questions. Bethany asked the profound, thought-provoking questions.
Well, that's not entirely true.
How that one went a little bit.
You began the interview.
I'm the one who...
We were sharing a microphone, so you began the interview, and you began with the questions he would expect. And then when I had the microphone, I kind of went further.
You kind of caught him off guard with one of the two questions. But I like that. I like that, because that's the point when he got into the interview. And speaking as people who wait till the line's empty and then jump in and ask as nicely as possible and try to get that little quick interview with some of these people and bring that content to you guys.
As an interviewer, you don't want to interrupt a line.
Exactly. But I'm kind of describing the process it's no secret that that's the process. We aren't fancy schmancy media. We don't get scheduled time with the guests or anything.
45 minute interview with so and so. Nope.
But we do, and they're everyone's been very generous, and the rate of all the people we ask to do a quick interview with that we wait in line, like today we wait in line just to ask people, hey, if you have a free moment, so that way they know who we are. So
when they have free time at the convention, then we can interview them.
Sure, yeah, and that way, and more like 95-99% of the time,
but there
people will do it.
There is a real art to the asking, though.
We've got some practice by now.
Yeah. Yes. It can be very difficult to get interviews sometimes, and partly because they are burned. Usually when they get interviews, they've been scheduled so far in advance that they know more about you than you know about them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a bit of an exaggeration, but it can be very hard to get interviews at conventions because everyone, including us, are so busy, and we don't want to spend 8 hours doing interviews. That would be sad for us.
But you
wouldn't get to experience the convention.
Yeah, yeah. So we've got hopefully a bunch in the works, and we'll see what we can do tomorrow morning. We'll see how that goes. But yeah, the day.
We barely got to. Yeah, after that, we went to the
Stars Lord of the Rings, a wizard, a dwarf, a wizard,
an
a dwarf,
elf,
a hobbit, an elf. Oh my. Yeah.
So it had Craig Parker, who was Haldir in Lord of the Rings, and Sylvester McCoy, who's a wizard in
Radagast the Brown, in fact. Fascinating guy. Very entertaining, unexpectedly so.
He was hilarious.
Yeah.
He made for a great panel. And then, of course, there's Billy Boyd, Pippin.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's true. Mushrooms.
Yes.
Those are the only things I can say in an Irish accent.
So, and oh, goodness. John Rhys Davies.
Yeah,
yes,
and
that's his name.
The particulars of the panel it feels like forever ago because it's been such a busy day, but it was a good panel, and I enjoy. They didn't really talk about the Hobbit movies, but they did talk a lot about Lord of the Rings, and that was an interesting The Hobbit, and there's actually quite a bit of chemistry on stage, which is always nice, because at Dragon Con, there are no stage hosts, no nothing. We mentioned that in earlier podcasts.
You will have a moderator.
You just hope that you get good questions.
But it's obvious that it's usually a volunteer just up there, just holding the mic to try and get things moving.
I'm going
to
jump ahead briefly and just use an example. When I was at the Battlestar panel later, you get the... someone asked James Callis, Gaius Baltar, how long it took him to grow the beard out. After really, really nervously saying how much she loved him and loved the show. you get those weird questions where it's just a line of people. You have no idea what they're going to ask. And so the people on stage have to have their own chemistry.
Yes.
And if they don't, it's just boring, you know. Mm-hmm. And you may love the actors, you may love the TV show, but you don't go to a panel just to find out how long it took.
Sometimes a panel can be like an interview.
To grow his beard.
And if the person interviewing an actor is dreadful at it and asks horrible questions, the interview isn't going to go that well, even if the actor tries his or her best to do well.
Yeah.
So at a panel, really it depends on the questions that you as fans are asking.
Sure. Yeah, and some are good.
So
some are good.
Was the Battlestar panel?
It was good. That's the main thing I would take from it is that it was hilarious. Kitty Sackhoff unfortunately wasn't there, but somebody did show up unexpectedly, and that was Aaron Douglas.
Oh,
Chief Tyrrell.
Okay.
Himself, and
he's not supposed to be here this year.
He's not even on the guest list or anything. He just showed up on his own.
Oh, that's funny.
And he just waved hi, and he was about to leave, but the crowd actually cheered. Chief.
Exactly, okay,
to get him, and he actually... But he's like, no, seriously, no, it's their panel. Because he's not technically a guest, but Jamie Bamber leapt off stage and ran off stage as he was leaving, and I could see at my angle where he tapped him, whispered something in his ear, and the guy, and he semi-reluctantly came back on stage. But it turned out to be a very good panel result. So that was great. That was good. Yeah. But I know... we're tired and getting ready to wrap up somewhat soon on this episode, but I do want to ask, because we had one or two more things in the day, and you probably remember better than I would.
Well, I went through
the exhibit halls.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's one dealer's hall and two exhibit halls, and I went through the dealer one and one of the exhibit ones. And they have so much stuff there. If you've been to Star Wars Celebration, that exhibit hall is really cool, and there's a lot of stuff there. There's so much stuff here. You don't even know what some of it is. Anything from handmade jewelry to jewelry imported from Turkey, to hand tooled leather costume parts, to swords, fake swords, swords, costumes.
And you got plenty of pictures,
fabric,
right?
Yes, tons of pictures.
I'm sure.
Fabric
See?
For the costumes.
Our resident photographer.
Books, DVDs, comics, action figures, toys, plushies, other toys, stuffed toys, huge stuffed animals, tiny ones, little figures, figurines. I mean, I could go on and on and on. But, I mean, there was one booth that had rocks in it.
Rocks.
And that sounds funny. But they had crystals of all different kinds gathered together. They had jewels and gems of all different kinds, different gemstones, mica, and other not-so-valuable ones that you could just buy in quantity if you wanted. It was just a booth full of rocks.
Nice.
But yes, they are amazing, and there are some really good deals in there. There are also some really awful deals in there where they're charging half as much again as
they water.
Should.
Dollar water.
Well, see, you ran into the guy who's doing dollar water, but I have seen water
$5
here
waters.
For $5. Yes. So you have to be careful with the
I'm
prices.
Like, where's the line of business-minded brilliance to
yes.
cheating? There's a line somewhere.
Well, see,
but
our supper here was a good example. We bought supper for the both of us for $7.
True.
Mm-hmm. Then the drink
True
was
that.
Nearly $3. So you're kind of wondering, huh, how is it that...
And the drink was the best part. A little bit of Powerade. It was awesome. I realized today I have to watch myself and make sure we have plenty of good snacks throughout the day, because you get you get tired, but you also get lightheaded or something if you don't make sure you
and
eat.
Sleep.
We will be able to do like our own ebook on how to do conventions by the end of all this. Wait, that's an idea.
Yes,
ladies and gentlemen. Anything else you wanted to say before we wrap up?
Well, I do think regarding the our experience in conventions, we haven't been going for very long. But I feel like partially because we're here as press and we're trying to cover as much of it as possible while also having fun, we've
sure.
had to learn faster, I think.
I think so,
we're here, but we have to be in good form. So you just can't do an interview on a day when you've had three nights in a row, 2 hours of sleep or less. So we've had to learn to take care of ourselves, have fun, see as much as we can, do interviews, do coverage, post episodes, you know, stuff like that. So I feel like, in a way, our experience has been unique, but a lot of fun.
Excellent. Well, DragonCon. Okay.
There's one cool thing we did was little baby Leia, the little girl who's been sick that we've talked about earlier on the show. I'll stick a link to her diary, her blog, in the show notes. But we have the Princess Leia figure that we've been taking around in Dragon Con, and we got photos of her with Timothy Zahn, Aaron Alston, and Kevin J. Anderson, as well as Brian and Nancy from Tosche Station Radio. So that's pretty neat. But if you get a chance, donate to Baby Leia, because she and her parents still need a lot of help. She's still very sick.
It is an ongoing process, yeah.
You know, we hear about it. We hear how wonderful the fans are getting together and helping her.
And then it dies down.
And then it dies down. But for the parents, it's an ongoing thing. For Leia, it's an ongoing thing.
Sure, definitely. And so, definitely. And also, before we go, I also want to mention another quick thank you to our sponsor for the Dragon Con celebration and all this other convention. All convention coverage we've ever done in the Star Wars Report, in fact.
Actually, yes, they have sponsored
exactly.
every single convention we've done together.
But go over to toyhut.com again, click through the link. You guys know the drill, but I do want to give them a definite shout-out. You go to toyhut.com, and they have a vast selection. Also, a great Amazon store and eBay store as well. So check them out, Toy Hut.
You literally would not be listening to this episode without them.
Definitely. So we thank them for their support. Thank you for listening. Dragon Con's halfway over.
Woo!
Further up and further in, to reference Narnia, but also we'll be talking to you guys again very soon as we roll out our continuing coverage, and hopefully some of these interviews will pan out. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Star Wars Report, and remember, many Bothans died to bring you this podcast.
May the Force be with you.